Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday night. Welcome to Matt Chat. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And for, I believe, the third week in a row, which I think is some kind of record, I'm joined by NWF Hall of Famer and ring announcer, Miss Callie.
Good evening, Ace Diamond, and what a special show this is going to be. And you're right, this is the third week in a row. However, we've had streaks longer, but it's been quite a while.
And you know, I think special for tonight's show is actually a bit of an understatement.
You're right, special is an understatement. Tonight is going to be a huge show, and it is really helping to mark a momentous occasion in local wrestling history, in my opinion, because we have a extremely special guest who we will get to in just a moment. But we are here to discuss one of the biggest all-women's wrestling events to be held, at least locally, ever. And it's combining the Northern Wrestling Federation in collaboration with PGWA to bring some of the best of the best in women's independent wrestling to this area, and it is called Revolution Rising. And it is going to be this Saturday night, 5910 Vine Street in Elmwood Place. It is the VFW post, just a couple blocks down the street from Bone Crushers. Ace, I am so excited about this event. It is going to be huge.
You know,
so
when I first heard about this event, I got excited, and then the ladies who were starting to be announced got me even more excited, and I'll tell you what, this is probably the most excited I've been for a wrestling event in a long time.
With that being said, Ace, why don't we bring our very special guest, none other than one of the pioneers of the Northern Wrestling Federation, Women's Revolution, Big Mama, on the line.
Big Mama, welcome
to
Matt Chat.
How are you doing tonight?
We are fantastic, and we are very pleased to have you on the show this evening, in large part because you are pretty much the driving force that helped bring this collaboration together to bring to this area Revolution Rising, a night of all women's wrestling, some of the best in the best in this business.
You know, this has been a very, very long time coming, not only for Cincinnati, but for the Northern Wrestling Federation. I am extremely honored, and I mean, I don't think anybody would question for the Cincinnati area and the Tri-State and the Midwest. The NWF is the women's division to be on the eye for, and this event, this is what's putting us on the map. We have some of the brightest shining stars in the Midwest, and I fully expect there's going to be more eyes on this than they can even imagine.
You know what? I have to agree on pretty much every level. I've seen the women's division for the Northern Wrestling Federation. I've seen that revolution grow. I remember when we were lucky to have three women total in the company. And now, just look at what is being produced by the NWF, by Bone Crushers, and it pretty much came to a head with you, with ladies like Nikki Victory, Selena Dean, Ella, just really helped push a women's division to the forefront of a company. And Big Mama, I have to say, what people are going to see this Saturday night is going to be nothing short of absolutely amazing.
But I want to know, what match are you looking forward to, Callie? That's what I want to know.
There are several women on here that I've not had the pleasure of seeing, so I'm really kind of looking forward to seeing some of this other talent that's coming in. Like, honestly, as excited as I am, and a lot of people probably are, to see Nikki Victory and Kylie Rae, which I am sure will be nothing short of impressive, I'm actually looking forward to seeing people like you when you take on Freya the Slayer, who I've honestly never gotten to see her in action. So I'm looking forward to seeing what she brings, because I know what you're going to bring to the match.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody can argue that. I have to say, I mean, everybody knows this, when it comes to the NWF, when it comes to when I wrestle, I'm up for any challenge, and I'm going to push everybody I have in the ring to their limits, just like Nikki and I push each other to the brink in that first ever women's cage match main event at Sizzler last year. And this time around, Freya the Slayer, she is, you know what, I have someone that's equal to my size, and I have to say it's been a long time since that has happened in the ring. She has an absolutely devastating leg drop. She is a former OVW Women's Champion. I mean, she's also, little known fact, the only female wrestler in Alaska. So, I mean, to be able to claim all that and back all of that up, I'm ready to throw down.
Absolutely, and you're right. It doesn't. I haven't seen it happen very often at all. When there's been somebody that stood across the ring from you that could match power, size, athleticism. I'm actually really looking forward to seeing that match. Another
and
one that I've
I
never.
Have to say, I was gonna say, I have to say, a really cool aspect to this event is that, with the exception of two of the women, every single person has been a part of some sort of NWF event, past, present, future. And we're also bringing in, there will be special appearances from former NWF Women's Champion Cindy. So for me, it's a huge culmination of, just like you said, bringing in that forefront, the movement, and your guys' generation that has come in and laid the path for us. And then that group that pushed the envelope with the three, with Selena, Dean, and Ella, and Nikki Victory, and then really our new forefront that's just, oh, my God, there's so much potential there. It's crazy. Seeing all of that come together, one of the really cool matches I'm looking forward to is our Future Stars match. This is brought to you by Cincinnati Pride. They have been going insane at the Future Stars event. And, yeah, there's no one else that can keep them in line except for Heather Owens. Like, I think that these four women are ready to step up and show out. And they're going to leave everything they have in the ring.
Absolutely. And you would be talking about the teams of Breezy and Anika. And I must admit, Breezy has a mean streak like I haven't seen in a long time.
I mean, Anika, I'm out of nowhere if you learned it from.
Yeah, right. Anika, she's sneaky. She's underhanded. She's sassy. And she'll scratch your eyes out if you give her half a chance.
Yeah, she will.
Taking on the team of Jack Stinger, who, I have to admit, I've been impressed with what she's been able to do. She's one of the newer ladies, but she puts so much heart and so much effort into everything she does. Teaming with one of the fans' favorites of our Future Stars division, Riley Matthews. Somebody that you've done battle with as well, and you know that Riley is going to lay everything on the line in that match.
I mean,
she's going to do everything she can to help her team get that victory.
We all know I've had my issues with Riley Matthews. We all know I've had my issues with Zack Singer. But they come with a fire that I haven't seen in a long, long time. And they're learning for the best. They've been working with Nikki Victory. They've been training. They've been working hard. So Breezy and Anika, I don't know if anybody's noticed, they've stepped up lately. And that's going to be one hell of a battle.
Absolutely. Speaking of battles, we've got the returning Selena Deen teaming up with the sultry, seductive, sensational Savannah Sweet, taking on Ari Alexander and a former PGWA Women's Champion in Thunder City. The Army got a brief look at Ari Alexander. But Thunder Kitty, that is one impressive lady.
You've got one of the craftiest, wiliest, there's no other words for it. I mean, I have to say, that woman is absolutely insane. She is the oldest woman wrestler that exists in time. But yeah, she beat me for the PGWA title. I'm not going to deny it. And I have to say, when it comes to tactics in the ring, she's going to bust out something you've never seen. Because it hasn't been around in a long dang time. And our girls are up for a challenge. But what I also know, I happen to have been talking to Selena Deen this week. She's been taking a break as far as we're concerned, she's not been off any other time. She's been hitting the gym. She's been studying. She's been practicing. She's ready to take these on. And Savannah Sweet, I don't know if you've noticed, she's hooking in with the right people. She's learning exactly what she needs to do.
Absolutely. She's learning all the underhanded tactics there are to learn from people like James Cross.
I mean,
and I really do mean underhanded.
Underhanded?
Officially, by the rules, it is underhanded. However, and I am no stranger to using similar tactics, it's only cheating if you get caught.
Exactly.
Speaking of PGWA Women's Champions, we've got Casey Fox taking on an individual who was a part of the very first Women's Revolution ladder match to crown our very first Women's Revolution champion in Kayla Cassidy.
You know, so that PGW championship, that's been held by the likes of Jody Laura, China, Susan Green, former NWA Women's Champion, by many people that there's some amazing names, and Big Mama.
Absolutely.
And you don't just come by that out of sheer luck. And I've also seen Casey Fox wrestling as of late. She's made appearances on AEW. She's not one to be messed with. But the NWF has seen Kayla, and Kayla has recently come back with a fuel and a fire and an aggression that I've not seen out of her. It's a little bit scary. Casey Fox better be ready because the sweet Southern Belle, well, she's got to handle crazy Kayla Cassidy.
Right, and we've all seen exactly how crazy Kayla can get when she wants to.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to need that if she wants to walk out of Revolution Rising, the new PGWA Women's Champion. And speaking of championships, the Women's Revolution Championship of the NWF is also on the line. We're going to see our own form of crazy, Ella, taking on the killer queen herself, Nevaeh.
I mean, I don't really know what else can possibly be said. I mean, obviously, I'm going to have my eye on this match. There's no denying that there might be some issues there. But Nevaeh is a former Impact Knockout, former WOW superstar, Shimmer alumni. When it comes to having all the ticks on your box, she's right up there. And she's also the queen of the German suplex. I've seen her whoop some butts in my day. If there's anybody in my mind that's going to push Ella to her limit, it's going to be her.
Absolutely. I've seen Nevaeh way back in the day. And from then to now, I am telling you, I have seen an individual that has grown. I have seen an individual that has pushed herself, made a success of what she wants to do. And I can't say that I don't think the same thing of Ella, because Ella has really grown leaps and bounds since she started. But I have to say, this is going to be her toughest competitor to date that she's had to defend that title against.
And I mean, I'm going to be honest, I don't know who's walking out of Revolution Rising the champion.
That's going to be a tight contest. And folks, if you want to see that, you need to get your tickets. They are available at www.nwfwrestling.com under the events tab. So I would get those while they last, folks. This is a huge event. And I mean, who doesn't want to see? And I don't think that they're going to overshadow anybody, but I definitely don't think they're not going to stand out, because they will make sure they stand out when you put Nikki Victory against Smiling Kylie Rae.
I mean, I don't think anybody would deny this is a match that eyes are going to be on. Nikki Victory, I know her beyond well. We have been best friends. We have been our bitter enemies. But at the end of the day, she is one of the best workers in the Midwest when it comes to being a female wrestler and wrestler, period. And the same can absolutely be said for Kylie Rae, with her traveling more and her going more places. So you're putting one of the brightest and best of one location up against one of the brightest and best as well. And I expect nothing less than an absolute clinic in the match on Saturday.
That is going to be this whole event is going to be a night to remember. So my suggestion, get on your computer, get on your phone, go to the library if you have to, but get your tickets. VIPs are going to be treated to a special meet and greet that's going to start at 6 o'clock, and your tickets are only $15. $15 to see the best of the best in action. I mean, you can't beat that. General admission, I mean, $10 in advance, $12 at the door. I'm sorry, and I saw it on Bustin' Loose. We have a specially commissioned piece of art that is going to be auctioned off that night as well. And I'm going to tell you, I was impressed with that. It's going to be signed by all the competitors, and all the proceeds are going to, it's Women's Veterans, is that correct?
The National Women's Veteran Association, that is correct.
So, folks, it is a one-of-a-kind, absolutely amazing piece of art that anybody would be lucky to have in their collection. Because I am telling you, I saw it. I was in love with it. I may have to bid on that piece. Defeat it. I do. I find
please,
it really
please,
impressive.
Please check out more work from, it is by Art Ish, by Brandy Washington. It is a locally women-owned company, which is one of the main reasons why we partnered up with her. She is producing some incredible work.
folks, come on out, support local wrestling, support women's wrestling, support the local community, support businesses. This is going to be a huge event. It is the first of what we hope is going to be many events to come. And if you want to see knockdown, drag out, amazing action, then the VFW Post at 5910 Vine Street is the place to be this Saturday night. Big Mama, I really want to thank you for pushing for this event to happen, for helping to put it together. I mean, it is truly going to be an amazing, incredible night that people are going to be talking about for a long time to come.
It's been a hell of a ride, and I'm looking forward to making sure this one's capped off with a big old sunset over the Grand Canyon. It's kind of my goal right now.
I think that's going to be a very achievable thing to see happen. But it is going to be, folks, you don't want to miss this night. Bring your kids. Bring your mom, bring your dad, bring your grandparents, bring everybody you can to Revolution Rising this Saturday night. Big Mama, thank you very much for being our special guest, talking about some of these amazing women that we are going to see in action, some of which we're probably going to see in this area for the first time ever. And I am going to honestly wish you the best of luck with your match this Saturday night.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
Hey, Simon, would you like to contribute anything?
Yeah, I want to also say thank you to Big Mama. And, yeah, this show is going to be, like you said, it's going to be incredible.
So, folks,
I
make sure you join us.
This.
I'm really hoping to see you there. Make sure you join us.
So you better be there.
Right, he better be. If he's not there, I think he needs to take an earthquake.
I'm okay with that.
So am I. So remember, folks, that is this Saturday night, May the 28th, 5910 Vine Street in Elmwood Place. Just a block away from Bone Crushers Pro Wrestling Training Center. You can get your VIP tickets and general admission tickets online at nwfwrestling.com under the events tab. VIP tickets are $15. General admission is $10 in advance, 12 at the door. VIPs, you are treated to a special meet and greet starting at 6 o'clock. Bell time is 7. We will see you all this Saturday night, May 28th, at the VFW Post, 5910 Vine Street. Ace Diamond, have a good night, and happy 30th anniversary to the PGWA.
Have a great night, everybody.